Crystal 92, and this is Jarvis Kaler, and it's my pleasure once again to be chatting with two of last year's Playboy Playmates. This is Nicole Wood of April, and did I get it backwards?
You're April. Last year.
No, that's very recent. That's right. 93 gals, and Jennifer Lavoie of August.
Hi.
And you know, I was just talking with Nicole a little bit, and it's interesting the kinds of responses that you get from people where you go. And she says that the women don't treat you any differently.
I was really shocked when I first went on tour around my hometown. I had so many women that were like coming up to me and, you know, can you just sign this? Usually they'll ask for their like husband or something, but they were so nice. I mean, I probably have like two women that were really nasty, but who cares? You know?
That's right. It just
who cares? But they were really nice. I was very surprised.
And you two are chums. You actually
live
in the same area of the country.
Yeah.
So there's another thing I think people would guess that there would be some rivalries or jealousies.
You know, if I had to work with somebody who was like a witch and whatever, I wouldn't work with that person because it's not fun. I mean, we're doing this because it's fun.
Yeah. And there's enough attention and activities to go around.
There's enough. That is too much.
Because after all, there's only a dozen of you a year.
Yep, right.
To get to share the spotlight. And it's obviously, they keep you plenty busy.
Yeah,
and this will go on for the rest of your lives, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
Right. They take good care of us.
You're always going to have been a Playboy Playmate for
once
1 month.
A Playmate, always a Playmate. That's their motto.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In your issue, you said that you're looking for Mr. Right. Is that still your quest?
Well, I think I found him, but I can't really elaborate on that.
Well, okay. Well, we won't ask for specifics, but so for the people who'd like to know, what do you describe as Mr. Right? How would you define?
I need somebody who's mature. I usually date people that are, you know, 6 or 7 years older than me because I don't really relate to anybody my own age.
And you're 23, 22?
20. I'll be 23 this month. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and we should, we'll get back to you, but this
birthday.
Is her birthday.
Today,
Nicole, happy birthday.
Mine's the 25th.
So we get to know what?
I'm 24.
24, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm somebody that's sensitive. I'm a Pisces, so I'm emotional, and they have to be into emotion. Honesty is so important. I don't like people messing with me. You know, I mean, I'm really nice. I'm really lovable, and... you know, really good to whoever I'm with. So I expect sort of the same.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And these qualities are what this Mr. Wright has that you found,
so
you think?
So
he's
far.
He's got to be nice looking, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a babe. and you got to be in good shape. You got to be in really good shape.
You like him healthy. Okay.
Yeah, healthy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so frequently it seems that ladies in your positions, supermodels and such, end up with rock stars.
No, hey, mine's a professional athlete.
A professional athlete.
Yeah.
So you like him really healthy.
Yeah.
What is his athletic endeavor?
He's a hockey player.
Really?
Yeah.
So we got another Wayne Gretzky, and who did he marry?
Jenny Jones.
That's it. Yeah. So another supermodel.
Not Jenny Jones.
Janet Jones.
That's it. Okay. Is it that kind of you like the hockey player? Huh?
Yeah,
so you
gotta
kind of
put
rough...
up a lot with athletes, though.
Yes.
I'll tell you, it's not an easy.
Yeah.
It's not an easy.
My last boyfriend was an athlete too, and that.
Yeah, it's not an easy relationship. You have to put up with a lot. You know, their mood swings, and the women always gawking on them, and you know, hanging out.
Well, now the same could be said about you too. You know, everywhere you go.
But
it's not like that.
No,
guys are very. I think guys are more intimidated, and they're shy. They don't want to come up to us.
No.
Do you know who our biggest fans are? The guys that totally
younger kids.
The younger kids. We have like between 7 and 11 who just cling to us.
Yeah.
I mean, if we stop, they hit us in the back.
Yeah.
And I think that's great because they're not shy.
They're not shy,
so
and they're like, oh, we'll take you here, and we'll take you there, we'll take you down this slope, and and they're really nice, and
cute.
They're not intimidated by
7-year-olds?
I mean, we were in Crested Butte, we had two guys. One was...
Are they 8 and 9?
No, I think they were older. I think one was 10 and one was 12, and they were everywhere we went. We turned around, and they were like,
there.
Oh. Yeah, you know, they were skiing with us, and...
So I think that's great.
Well, so you've just brought up, dramatically changed subject. You all ski, obviously.
Yeah,
we have to ski.
And you have to ski, right?
we have to know how to ski.
And what are some of your favorite slopes that you've found so far? And And you're going to be skiing later today,
too. Yeah, we haven't skied today. Somebody just asked me about the 7. There's a new run or something like that. Mm-hmm. And
Peak
we
7.
Skied. Yeah, Peak 7. And I'm dying to get out there to see the different slopes.
Well, okay. Well, we shan't keep you any longer. We got to let you go ski. It's been our pleasure talking
Thank
with Jennifer Lavoie and Nicole Wood from August, Jennifer's August. And you recommend that you're going to be at places for signatures and things. They should bring their copies
bring
of labels. Yeah, and you'll sign them.
Right.
And I'll give them a tip. You're both in the January issue where they do the Playmate review.
Right.
I checked. Before you all came in this morning, and you two look absolutely fabulous. It's really a pleasure having you here. Playmates from 1993, and they're going to be featured all over the place in this coming weekend with the Playboy Winter Ski Fest in Breckenridge. Thanks.